Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection, connecting you to boutique wine.
Hello, Renee from Wah Wines and Boutique Connection.
Hey, guys.
Oh, nice to see you again. You're dressed in some wintry weather attire.
Is
it cold outside?
It's definitely chilly out there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you not hear yourself?
No, I think I just knocked a wire.
Can you hear yourself now?
It's all good. It's all good.
You can?
Yeah.
All right.
We're good.
We just
just pulled another wire out of another socket that didn't need to happen. Sorry, BFM.
Now, Renee.
Johnny.
I guess the topic of the day is we got some new glasses from McLeod's. I thought they might be quite good for wine.
Yeah.
But they're like a tall beer glass.
Yeah.
Not so good for wine.
They're tulip shaped almost. You can sort of get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've done here is I've just lined up three different styles of glasses in front of Johnny and Lewis just to show what the difference a glass can make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last week we spoke about how food can change mm-hmm. a wine. So
is that what I missed? I missed snacks?
You did. You missed snacks.
Shisa.
And goat cheese.
Dang.
It's good goat cheese as well.
I'll listen back to the big cast.
I have some really good news as well. I'm pretty sure my ability to taste has come back.
Yes. That's good.
Pretty sure.
That's
mean,
good news.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably have to test it with something.
It's hard, isn't it? Well, it's empirical because it's all, you know, it's your senses every time, right? They could be deceiving you.
I know. And everything just tastes like yum.
Yeah.
Everything tastes really good.
That's like the best outcome, right? That's a pretty good.
I'm just going to speak directly to the listeners out there. Is there any item of food that is like the gold standard of testing your taste buds?
Yeah. What's the litmus?
Is it like,
where do you go?
What is tomato sauce? What is it?
It tastes like vinegar and sugar. And
yeah.
Vaguely tomatoes.
5395, yes. Let us know.
Excellent.
Yum.
Okay, so we've got a classic wine glass, a champagne flute, and a tulip beer glass.
Yeah. So we'll just kind of swirl the... And also, just so you know, I've poured just a little bit in each glass. So with wine glasses, you don't really want to be... you know, like a full glass pour like they do in some places. Because what you want
to
do is when you swirl the wine, it's actually releasing a whole lot of the flavour and aroma.
Releasing flavour?
Yeah.
No, I want to keep the
flavour.
No, don't release it.
So is it important to actually give it a swirl when you get a wine?
Yeah, so swirling it means that all of those little aromas come out into the glass, and then you can just gently smell.
Smells pretty good.
Smells good out of the McLeod's glass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like
what
that.
Sort of wine is this?
So we've got a Central Otago Pinot Noir from a producer called Neck of the Woods. So this little wine is from a particular part of Central Otago called Bendigo.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular part of Central Otago tends to give you like some really pretty grunty Pinot Noirs. So we'll talk about that in a second, but with the glasses swirling, you're getting, with the McLeod's glass, pretty
smells
lovely
good.
Aromatics.
Yes.
Quite floral,
mm-hmm.
some cherries, black forest.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you just quickly before you even put that in your mouth, just...
Yep.
Gently swirl the champagne flute.
Okay, I'm swirling. It's hard to swirl this one.
And try and smell
I
out
can
of that
hard,
one.
It's like, it's just not even, it's going back and forward. It's like a washing machine.
Is my nose good enough or am I contaminated because I'm a cigarette smoker? I'm a filthy cigarette smoker.
No so comment.
Do you know, Renee,
it
doesn't smell as good.
It doesn't, right?
No.
Because it's all of the aroma is just getting shot out the top. So it's not actually sort of that tulip shape kind of capturing.
It's kind of like richer and fuller from the McLeod's glass, eh?
Yeah.
Why do people drink out of champagne flutes then?
Because it's beautiful to see the sort of bead of the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And it's less about the aroma with a champagne. It's more about
and
the,
it's
the
different.
Flavor.
It's different on the tongue than it is on the nose, right?
Mm. Yeah. But you wouldn't swirl champagne, really.
No,
you
just
yeah. You just want to keep
scale a couple.
Save the flavor. Yeah.
Save the flavor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And then we've got this conventional wine glass here. So it's tulip shaped. You're also holding at the bottom of the stem so that you're not warming the wine.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's quite fun to sort of swan around with it like that, but you know, it's classier to hold
it. Stay away from the wine.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Keep your hand away from the bulb.
Is this particular Pinot Noir chilled?
No.
Okay.
Does it taste chilled?
No, I was just wondering.
It's
kind of on trend to chill some reds,
yeah,
right?
It's not warm.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of reds are served too warm,
mm-hmm.
But it's definitely not chilled. I probably wouldn't chill this one, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because it's got some pretty heavy tannins going on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just give that one a shot. Swirly whirly. But yeah, cheers to our amazing listener who brought these McLeod's glasses.
It's great. It's a really good. I'm going to make frequent use of the McLeod's glasses.
It's pretty even between the McLeod's glass and the conventional wine glass.
Okay, cool.
Should we have a taste?
Yeah, so taste actually changes as well, which is super weird, but it's generally the shape of the glass will change the way the wine gets shot into your mouth as well.
Shooting wine into my mouth?
I mean, these champagne flutes.
The flute is
kind of doing that.
Wow.
You said this had quite heavy tannins, but I just think this is pretty smooth and easy drinking.
This one, Bendigo has a reputation for being like quite big chunky Pinot Noirs, but the winemaker Jen, she is a force to be reckoned with. She's originally from America, and she came over in 2007 and just kind of quickly worked her way into her dream job. She works for Valley Wines, but she also does a few projects on the side, and this is a project she does with, I don't know if you know, there's like a show TV producer by the name of AJ Johnson, and he does like Beauty and the Geek and like Lego Master Builders or whatever in Australia, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he used to work in the wine industry down in Otago, and he just kind of happened to, over 15 years, get to a point where he wanted to start his own wine brand. So this is it. And this is made from some pretty awesome Pinot Noir.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, she does a little bit of whole bunch ferment. So I think usually around 25% whole bunch, which means instead of hand picking the grapes and then putting them through a crusher destemmer, which pulls all the berries off the stems and crushes them. What she does instead is she puts 25%-ish whole bunch in the bottom.
What does the stem bring to the wine?
The stem can bring all sorts of things depending on how ripe it is, but it can bring some tannin, you know, some of that grippiness. It also can bring a little bit of like a lighter green crunchiness to it and make a wine a little bit more perfumed. But the stem, it's less about the stem and more about just creating this little ferment inside the berries that's brings out really light floral flavors without it being, you know, sort of ripping the berries to shreds and just making a really grunty wine. Because we know that the flavor and the tannin all comes from the skin, so if you're really aggressive with the skins, then that goes into your wine. Yeah, does that make sense?
Yes, I'm kind of with you. But you obviously know what you're talking about. So someone else out there probably is like, yes.
That's good learning. That's good learning for all of us. I didn't know that about stems. That was beyond my, that was like the threshold of my knowledge was being breached there for sure. Yeah, I didn't know that.
It's so cool. I mean, you forget what you know when you're in the industry for so long.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I could nerd out about stems and carbonic maceration if you want. I could carry on.
We've done quite a lot of nerding out, I'll tell you that much.
It's good, right?
Stems of different varieties, the glass stem,
Yeah,
stand
true.
Off a bit of, yeah, gee whiz.
Gee whiz, guys. So yeah, this is going to be available in the boutique subscription packs. And just anyone who's out there listening and is considering signing up to a subscription, good news for the BFM listeners. If you use a BFM discount code at the shop when you're signing up to a 3-pack subscription, you get a little 10% discount.
Oh, hey, nice one.
Shout out. That's awesome.
Shout out.
Is it just BFM? Really BFM.
Yep.
Discount code.
BFM.
3-month subscription. Okay, sweet.
The 3-pack subscription.
Sorry. 3-pack subscription.
So anyone who's just like on the fence, this might just push them over.
Ah, okay. Just a little taster. Yeah. So you can see what it's all about.
Yeah.
And when you get the wines, so the 3-pack taster, do they come with some info on the wine so you can nerd out with your friends?
At the moment, we've run out of books because we've just...
Okay.
But yes.
Okay.
At some point in your subscription, you get a little book and it has every producer on the page, so okay, you nice can read one. About them.
Yep. Okay, I can vouch if anyone is sitting on the fence, every single wine that Renee has brought in thus far has been outstanding.
Bangers, yeah. So, I would say as well, we haven't probably given enough credit to the wine we're drinking this evening. It's really yummy again. Mm. This is really, really yummy.
Is insane. So like if you actually just want to go out and try this wine, I think you can get it out there somewhere at like Fine Wine or something, and it's $30 a bottle. It is absolutely like value for money, this bottle.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's insane. Shout out to Jen Parr, the winemaker. She's incredible. Everything she touches is magic, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this was actually a wine I together for the menu of the Rugby World Cup Black Ferns kind of.
How did that go?
Pre-Rugby World Cup
did
feast.
Did you get all your words out? You weren't too... Yeah.
Well, no one knows this, but I actually missed a whole chunk of my speech.
Ah.
But I was real... Oh, I thought I was real smooth about it. But it was super fun. Amazing night. Just like, when do you get the opportunity to just... have an evening celebrating women, and how awesome women are. That's kind of what it was.
That's sick.
So it was really cool. The food was insane, and the wines were outstanding, actually. So yeah, it was a really cool night. I basically saw all of the wine, the Neck of the Woods Pinot Noir, just completely sold out that night. So it was cool.
It's not surprising.
Nice. All right, hey Renee from Boutique Connection, thank you very much for Cocktail Corner this evening. Code BFM at the boutique connection.co.nz. Okay, sweet.
Cheers, guys.
Chink.
Chink.
All right.
That's resonant.
Your shout, yeah? Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection, connecting you to boutique wine.